Members of the BC General Employment Union, BCEGU, and Professional Employees Association, P, walked the picket line for the fourth day on Friday, September 5. A group of approximately 50 people walked the Surrey picket line in front of an ICBC driver's licensing office, 10470-152 Street. One individual held a sign that read, "90s music, not 90s wages," and another had one that said, "I work for the province and I can't afford to live in it." Vehicles passing by could be heard honking in support. The BC General Employees Union, BCGEU, and the Professional Employees Association, P, began the job action on Tuesday, September 2. An agreement between the government and unions allows only select workers to go on strike, ensuring essential government services can continue. The BCGEU escalated the job action on Thursday, September 5, stating in a news release that there was no indication that the provincial government's public service agency, PSA, was willing to return to the table. Picket lines were set up in Surrey, Prince George and Victoria for the first couple of days. An extra picket line was established at the Ministry of Finance, located at 900 Howe Street in downtown Vancouver. More locations are expected to be added next week, a spokesperson for the P said. The other picket lines are Prince George, 1011 4th Avenue, and several in Victoria, 3350 Douglas, 4000 Seymour, 1802 Douglas, 1810 Blanchard, 836 Yates, 675 Belleville. Vehicles passing by could be heard honking in support. pic.twitter.com/CLTDRXGO. Anna Burns, at Anna Burns, September 5, 2025. The BCGEU represents roughly 34,000 government workers, ranging from BC liquor store employees to wildland firefighters, while the P represents approximately 1,800 government employees, working in roles such as geoscientists, foresters, engineers, and psychologists. The last time the public service workers voted to strike was in 2022. At that time, to maintain essential service levels, the only workers able to walk off the job were from the liquor distribution branch. A new deal means a much broader group of ministries can be targeted. BCGEU members in the public service deliver the essential services British Columbians depend on every day, and they deserve wages that reflect the value of the critical work done by workers, including wildfire fighters, social workers and court clerks, said Paul Finch, BCGEU president and chair of the Public Service Bargaining Committee. The employer's refusal to put forward a wage proposal that meaningfully addresses the affordability crisis leaves us no choice but to escalate job action. The BCGEU and P are asking for a 4% raise this year, followed by another 4.25% next year. The government's initial offer was for 3.5% over 2 years. The BCGEU stated that job action will continue to escalate until the government brings a fair offer. A spokesperson for BC's Minister of Finance, Brenda Bailey, told Black Press Media Friday, September 6, that the government has not put forward a counteroffer. In an emailed statement to Black Press, Bailey said, "We value our outstanding government workers who deliver services British Columbians depend on, including those on the front lines serving our communities. In every cycle of bargaining, our government has demonstrated our willingness to get a good deal for everyone, with fair working conditions and wages that also helps us maintain our fiscal plan. At the same time, we must acknowledge the reality that BC finds itself in right now, with a limited fiscal position and strong economic headwinds. The impacts of the U.S. trade war are being felt across Canada, and we must make decisions based on what's best for all British Columbians. We strongly believe the best deal will be reached at the bargaining table. I respect the rights of all workers to collectively bargain and encourage the parties to work towards finding a path forward." With files from Mark Page.